Rock 107 WIRX, the Plan B Morning Show. It's Brock, it's Hunter.
What is it, Valentine's Day?
It's Valentine's Day, buddy. It's me and you.
I just put my headphones in.
Yeah.
I didn't know you were playing a song.
It's just going to get weird here for a second.
Oh, God, nice.
Don't worry about it. Just let it happen.
All right, here goes the shirt.
The buildup in this song is so great. You're just waiting. I figured I would serenade you all day.
Yeah, this is nice.
Yeah. And then, does it feel sexy?
It does.
To all you listeners out there.
It's very Valentine's-esque.
I want you to just undress.
When I get home, babe.
Oh, yeah.
I'm gonna light you by.
This is so good. This is so good.
All day I've been thinking about you, babe. You one desire.
We're just going to let this go.
Let's let it play.
Our boss is probably freaking out right now. Why are you guys playing Exile? Now, wait. I think you're really gonna like it here.
Oh, yeah.
Just a second. So, do you got big Valentine's Day plans?
Yeah, with you.
Yeah?
I think so.
I think we are. Aren't we going out tonight?
Yeah.
You are the last one I want to spend time with on Valentine's Day. Especially tonight.
Come on, I think we're going to the casino, aren't we?
There's only one casino I want to go to, and that's in Kiki's pants. Want to hit the jackpot there.
That's going
to
cost you.
Here it comes. In your touch. You don't we should do karaoke.
We can. We can.
Right here.
Love you. Need you.
I'm so happy about this.
I want to kiss you all over.
And over. Over
and over again. And again. I want to kiss you all over. Dun, dun, dun.
You know what's
funny? The night closes in. Sorry, I ruined it. What?
I think that's the first time I've ever heard that song.
You've never actually heard? Oh,
never
my
actually
God.
Heard the song.
Exile?
Yeah.
It's so good, man.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the one from Happy Gilmore.
Yeah. Yeah, I was wondering why you were like, yeah, this is it.
This is good. This is good.
You've only heard Happy sing it. You've
I've only heard Adam Sandler sing it. That's it.
All right. Well, now that we're all in the mood and I am just rock hard, we are going to take a quick break. When we come back, we are going to talk about your worst Valentine's Day gifts ever.
Good God, man.
Too much with the rock hard?
Yeah, stay seated, please.
I meant my abs.
Oh.
My nips.
Right.
What? Good morning. It's Brock, it's Hunter.
That it is. How you doing, man?
It is Valentine's Day today. That's right. The day for lovers. I wouldn't say I'm into Valentine's Day. I like it. I like that love is in the air.
It's
I think it's sweet.
It is sweet.
It's kind of a
throwaway holiday. Is it a holiday?
It is a holiday. Well, it's considered a holiday. Not like a federal holiday, I don't think.
We don't get the day off, so it ain't a holiday.
We don't get the day off. And I will say, too, it's become a money grab. You know, people, we've been conditioned to think that we need to spend a lot of money on Valentine's Day. There's a lot of people that get mad if they don't get anything on Valentine's Day. Kiki is very good. She does not require a lot. I can get her some chocolates or whatever. And it's honestly, it's mostly because now I think guys are almost forced into it because the girl's going to get mad if they're the only ones that don't get anything.
Right.
Or it could be vice versa, whatever.
Did you like Valentine's Day better when you were single?
Yeah, because of all the lonely women out there.
Right.
As the old song goes, lonely women make good lovers. So, yeah, Valentine's Day was kind of easy. You go out, you know, fish in a barrel.
Mm-hmm.
Or so I've heard. I never do it. I would never stoop that low, Hunter.
Right.
I never stoop that low. But, yeah, it is a day of love, and I think it's sweet. I think love should be celebrated, and I think it's nice that a day focuses on that.
Yeah.
And if you are alone on Valentine's Day, there's this wonderful thing called internet pornography that
Doesn't Pornhub, do free memberships for a day or something?
Yeah, you can get a deal today.
Yeah.
Or so I've heard. Again, I would never know.
Right. No, you were just talking about they have advertisements now.
So a friend of mine told me that Pornhub has ads now. It's ridiculous.
Come on.
Ridiculous.
Skip this ad. Trying to get things done.
And you got one hand. You only got two available hands. That one hand's holding the phone. The other one, you know.
Hey, Cortana, skip the ad. Please.
Alexa, hurry it up.
It's right there.
Oh, God. Well, this derailed fast.
Right.
925-WIRX, 925-9479. The worst Valentine's Day gift you ever received. Have you ever received a terrible Valentine's Day gift?
I don't know if I've ever received a gift on Valentine's Day, to be honest with you. Yeah. No, probably. It's just probably been those, you know, what are those little heart-shaped candies?
Oh, God, the ones that are made from, like, chalk dust.
Right. Chalk dust, exactly. Yeah, it's like candy corn. They started making those in, like, 1985.
Exactly.
They just made so many, they're still in circulation.
Yeah, and we'll never get rid of them. It'll be cockroaches and Valentine's Day candy hearts. And candy corn is what the apocalypse will be survived on. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. What's your worst Valentine's Day gift? Does herpes count?
It does. That does count.
That counts, right?
Come on, where's that Titanic intro?
We need it.
It's perfect for today.
It is perfect. It is Valentine's Day, the day of love, when Cupid, that weird, creepy, flying baby in a diaper, is shooting people with arrows.
What a weird thing that is. Who thought of that?
Yeah, who thought of a little baby?
You know, let's think of a character who shoots arrows at people and makes them fall in love. Let's make it a baby with a diaper with wings.
Yeah, it's weird. It's weird.
What?
Get out of here, weird flying baby.
Right.
With that loaded diaper. Get out of here. Get out of here, you. It is the day of love.
It's in the air, bro.
It is in the air. Yeah. It is in the air. And, you know, whether you celebrate Valentine's Day, or if you don't celebrate Valentine's Day, just have a happy Wednesday. Yeah. Let's just say happy Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday.
But for all of you that are doing something, have fun. I hope you get lucky later on tonight. That's a plan
for
me.
If you don't have a significant other, there are plenty other options.
There are.
You know,
there
and it involves the internet.
The internet strip. Clubs, great deals at strip clubs on Valentine's Day.
I've wondered that.
Yeah. Again, so I've heard. A friend told me.
How many Valentine's days have you been single?
It's been a while. I'm trying to think. So Kiki and I have been together now for 7 years.
Yeah.
So I've been occupied for sure on Valentine's Day for the last 7 years.
Yeah.
This year, pretty simple, nothing too crazy. I got her a little gift. It's on her desk because she's gonna be. She already knows what it is, but she's gonna act surprised. Ah! Oh my God! I wrote her a nice card. I did all that stuff. Nice. So I'm covered.
You got a chocolate, didn't you?
I did. I got her a big old box of chocolates from Chocolate Cafe.
There you go.
But here's the funny thing is we went to Chocolate Cafe first, and I said, tell me what you want so I don't screw this up. So I had a list of all the things I had.
Kind of like that commercial you guys made.
Yeah, it's simple.
Basically, that's what it was.
Don't be afraid to ask, all right? Ask what your lady wants on Valentine's Day. It's a hell of a lot better. And if she gives you this, well, you should know. You know what? Just dump her.
Yeah, right.
It's not worth the trouble. It's not worth the trouble.
I haven't gotten the wife anything yet.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's right.
What should I do?
Well, you're going to overpay whatever you do now because it's Valentine's Day. You know what I've always wanted to do?
Just give her some old Halloween candy.
Here you go. So
open the drawer. There you go.
I've been wanting to start a tradition where we do Valentine's Day the next day because, seriously, Valentine's Day candy and all the gifts are 75% off most places.
That's perfect.
The day after. Why not?
It should just be like an agreement between you two. You know, we're just gonna chill out on Wednesday, Thursday.
I'm going to get you.
You're going to need some insulin.
That's right.
Because we're getting candy.
That's right. A Thursday after Valentine's Day, the day after Valentine's Day is always Diabetes Awareness Day.
Exactly.
Because they get that to you. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. We're talking about terrible Valentine's Day gifts. I don't think I've ever received a bad one. Guys really can't go wrong because women on Valentine's Day usually,
I was going to say, does not getting laid on Valentine's Day, is that considered a terrible gift?
I think so, yeah. Yeah, really, ladies, the only thing you need to get to your guy for Valentine's Day or your significant other is some sexy time in the boudoir.
Exactly.
You know, if you want to throw on some sexy lingerie, that works. Honestly, the birthday suit is the best lingerie out there.
It's lingerie, not lingerie.
Oh, sorry. Lingerie, moron. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. What's the worst Valentine's Day gift you ever received? Let's take a phone call. WIRX, hello.
Wahoo.
Uh-huh. WIRX, hello.
Oh, how you doing?
Hey, good, man. How you doing?
Good, man.
I'm glad you're answering.
Yeah, man.
So what are you guys doing out tonight?
What are we doing tonight? Well, we might go out with the ladies to the casino. We may do that.
Oh, I had them last night.
Yeah?
Really?
Did you win anything?
No, I didn't go to the casino. We just, you know.
All right, well, before we get too deep into this, have you ever received a terrible Valentine's Day gift?
Yes.
What'd you receive?
Well, I received my old lady.
Oh, God.
And then I had to buy her something.
Oh, God. Well.
Terrible.
That is tough. That is tough. Well.
Tell you right now, it's tough.
Well, I wish you the best of luck and have a happy Valentine's Day with you and your terrible gift.
What was it, pink?
Was it pink?
Love this guy. Good God, man.
Everything on Valentine's Day has got to be pink.
It does. Yes, yes. Just like us, we're all pink on the inside. All right, buddy. Thanks for the call.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. Good Lord.
Dude.
That's great.
Jesus.
I wish every caller was like that.
You know?
Makes my day. That was my Valentine's Day gift.
I hope he's safely in his house, you know? Please, God, let him be in his house.
All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, more terrible Valentine's Day gifts.
Everything that rocks.
Hey, good morning. It's Rockets Hunter.
Hey, good morning, man.
7:57 and 32. We got a high of 42 today, low of 36 tonight. Thursday, clouds, chance for rain in the afternoon, and a high of 45. It's Valentine's Day.
I just got a text from somebody I went to school with in high school. Worst Valentine's gift I ever received was a wood plaque with your picture on it in middle school. Hilarious.
That is amazing.
Oh, my God.
You gave someone a wood plaque
with my picture on it.
What was it? Was it lacquered on there?
Probably.
A nice shiny lacquer?
Probably. It's funny she remembered that. The same girl in middle school. Probably around the same time.
Yeah.
We went and saw Titanic when it came out.
Oh.
And, God, you know how long that movie was.
Yeah.
I don't think I ever kissed a girl before in my life.
Yeah.
And, you know, like 2 hours into the movie, I'm like, I'm going for it, man. I'm going for it. And I did. I went for it. I totally missed it. I gave her a big smooch right on the nose.
The old nose kiss.
The nose.
Sexy.
She looks over at me like, are you serious? Like, have you ever done this before?
You sounded like a horrible boyfriend.
That was terrible. I couldn't even stay during the nude scene. I had to walk out.
You walked out.
It was so embarrassing to me for some reason.
Mom won't let me watch this. I got to step out.
Boobs on the screen. I got to go to the bathroom. I'm with somebody I like.
I don't even like that. That's gross. That's gross. Right. They would have to do that. Someone had like, oh, yeah, ugh, gross. Right. Gross. I wouldn't. Oh, that's horrible. That's ugly. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. Worst Valentine's Day gifts. We had a couple comments here on Facebook. Audrey said a coffee mug that said born to be wild and loving it.
Yes.
That's pretty bad. That's pretty bad. And Jennifer Marie said a divorce. Oh,
God. On Valentine's
Day? On Valentine's Day?
Jeez.
Good Lord.
Right, there must be some... must not have been the greatest relationship there, huh?
Well, let's see. We met on Valentine's Day, and we divorced on Valentine's Day.
Might as well.
You know.
Wonder how many babies get born 9 months from now.
Probably a lot.
Yeah.
Probably a lot. I don't know. We should do the math on that.
Right. When is my birthday?
There's always a spike. Like, after a Super Bowl win,
yeah,
there's going to be a spike in Philadelphia 9 months from the Super Bowl win. Yeah. New Year's Eve, there's always a spike 9 months after that. I'm sure there is one after Valentine's
Day. Gotta be.
But I will say, though, Valentine's Day, I think, is a more... I think there's something in women that make it a little bit naughtier. So maybe it's not so much of a baby making one as a...
Yeah,
some fantasy stuff. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm going to leave it right there because otherwise Brock's going to walk too far into into dirty territory.
Right.
But you get what I'm saying.
Right, the point. So just put it out to the listeners, if you were born in the middle of November,
yeah,
you know what happened on Valentine's Day with your parents.
Mom had some champagne.
Little champagne.
Yeah, champagne.
You know?
And slipped off some lingerie. Right.
Daddy got lucky.
What do you think about that, Frenchie? Oui, oui. Valentine's Day.
Rock 107 W.